Our next guest, a husband and wife, do this sport at a combined speed of better than 550 miles an hour. On the IndyCar side, one of the most famous names in racing, certainly when it comes to this event, driving the number 15 Dallara Honda for Rahal Lederman Lanigan Racing, and sitting in with her husband, she drives the CarQuest Advanced Auto Parts Chevy Camaro Nitro Funny Car for her dad and John Force Racing, NHRA drag racing star from Yorba Linda, California, Courtney Force, and from New Albany, Ohio, Graham Rahal. The Rahals are in the house.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I wrote that all by myself.
Good job.
Good to have you here. We did this last year. It's one of those few weekends where you guys actually get a chance to be at one another's events. So the schedules don't always line up right, do they, Graham?
No, it doesn't. I mean, it's definitely busy for us. You know, there's, I don't know, we spend countless hours and days, really months of the year on the road. And, you know, luckily, Court could come here this weekend. Right. You know, this is July is a pretty rough month for us. It's pretty much every single weekend, you know, that we're on the road. We're both at, I was at Iowa and Court was in Chicago last week. Then here right. next week, we're in Denver with her. The week after, we're split up again, Sonoma and Mid-Ohio. So, I mean, there's a lot of travel that goes into this. And, you know, but it's always great to be here in Toronto. And, you know, it's one of my favorite cities that we get to go to each and every year, and, right. and great support, you know, at this place. And so it's nice to be back.
Court, you like coming to Toronto. I know you've told me that.
I do. I love it here. I mean, this is, I believe, the second time that I've been here and being able to watch him race. So it's kind of fun. I get lucky. I only get to go to, about four of his events a year. So it's kind of cool that this is one of them. I mean, it's a great city, like he said, and got to be a little tourist by myself yesterday while he was on the track.
Where did you go? Any place good?
Walked around, went over to the mall, and went to stores that I've never heard of
in my life. Did anybody recognize you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was nice.
That's why we need a national event back in Canada, don't we? An NHRA national event.
Oh, I know. I grew up coming out here when I was a kid watching my dad race.
Yeah,
it's a surprise, actually, that there's not one.
Well, there used to be at San Air, and you can go back, but there hasn't been one for a while, and then there was that fuel thing, what have you. But every time I get your dad on, he says, we got to get that event back. We got to, you know, and he goes crazy. And he's right, because, you know, there's a lot of Canadian drag racing fans around here. Talk about here. So much family history here. Your dad won the first one in 86. Had the pole the next year when Emerson won. There's just a lot of Rahal lineage in this event.
Yeah, well, we were talking last night, and Dad was saying that he has, what did he say, 7 podiums here and 13 races. Mm-hmm. So,
something like that.
You know, pretty impressive stats to be sure. I think second most podiums behind Andretti. But, I mean, it's, you know, this is a great place for us. Dad went in the first in 86. I've been racing here a long time now. I've always loved to come here and, you know, compete here. Like I said, you know, the fans have always been great. The support has always been tremendous. You know, I grew up racing, you know, obviously coming here with Dad, but I grew up racing not far from here, you know, in my early days up in Barrie, racing go-karts and stuff. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, and I think it's one of the iconic events on our schedule due to the length at which it's been here. I hope it continues for many years to come. Obviously, it looks, you know, with the growth and everything else in Toronto, it's changed, you know, the way that we do things in recent times. But hopefully we can continue to adapt to that and keep putting the show on for many years to come.
When you guys get together for dinner, how much of it is it about drag racing and how much is it about IndyCar racing? Do you ever put a clock on it or something and say,
it's just always,
or do you talk shop?
That's what we live for. I mean, is racing, whether it's his sport or mine. It's kind of fun to share ideas and just talk about, you know, how we did this past weekend, what, you know, we both can improve on. It's just, we don't really have much else to talk about, to be honest, because that's our life.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's difficult.
That's how we met.
It is difficult.
Well, that's true.
It's busy, you know. I mean, our life, like, normally, and on the weekends, if we're not together, it's hard to really talk that much. And particularly with drag racing right now, you know, I'm busy most of the day, and right now in the summer months they run at night. So then when I'm starting to slow down or my day's coming to a close, that's when Court starts to get going.
And into the final
in the
round,
case
yeah.
of like Iowa, I mean, I think I was asleep before, you know, she really had time to unwind from the day. So it becomes difficult when we get home. You know, that's a lot of the conversation. But I think, you know, we try to do the best that we can to keep racing separate. you know, because otherwise it does just consume your life. And there's, you have to do the best that you can, because there is a lot more to life than just racing in many ways. But trust me, it takes up most of our time. You know, last year
you have no choice.
Last year we traveled, you know, almost, I don't know, 280 days or something.
Holy cow!
You know, racing and appearances and everything else. So there's not a lot of life without it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Graham, we just spoke with Joseph Newgard, and he talked about the bumps in the race and how he likes it. It's kind of gives Toronto a bit of character in comparison to other tracks on the circuit. What do you like about Toronto, or how does
he likes it because he's driving a Penske, but.
to bring that up.
It's rough, man. It is rough. I'll say this. Over time, they've done a great job improving in areas. And this year, it was from turn 6 to turn 8.
Right.
I mean, really, it's not bad. If we could really get the front straightaway redone, or at least the brake zone, would help a lot. I'm about to post a video here in a minute, and people will see, you know, just how rough it is.
I saw it going
into turn 1 for me. I mean, honestly, yesterday I went straight once because it like blacked my vision out. I just couldn't.
Wow.
It hits you so hard with these cars. You know, you're sitting an inch off the ground, and they rely on from an aerodynamic standpoint on being low. And when you do that, it's going to bottom even more, make it even more harsh. But
right.
You know, I really love this track. You know, in many ways, it hasn't changed over the years. Obviously, other than the last couple of turns in recent times, the character of it has remained the same, and we all love that. And so we'll just you know, we adapt to it. We try to make the most of it each and every year that we come here. But for sure, you know, if we can improve here a little bit going into qualifying. You know, make our life a little bit easier. It'd be nice for tomorrow, but it's a great venue.
Courtney, your season so far in the NHRA, you'd like it to be a little bit better. You'd like a few more wins here. There's a little gap there where there should be Wallys from this year. You need to start collecting those again, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we've actually had about 4 or 5 number one qualifiers, which is good for us, you know, but we just haven't had the best performance on race day, and that's something that we really need to turn around. I mean, you know, watching him throughout the weekend, he's been doing pretty well and succeeding. And you know, it's been a little frustrating for our Advanced Auto Parts team. We're obviously trying to get that win and do better on race day and really find the consistency in our car that we haven't really found yet. But, you know, it's been tough for sure. I think last weekend was the toughest for us. But going into the Western Swing, we were in Denver last year. We went to the final round against my dad, who beat me in the final round. So looking for a little bit of revenge and hoping for a great swing for sure. I mean, we're in a pretty good spot for trying to get into the countdown to the championship right now.
Yep.
But definitely need to turn things around and make it happen while we are in the countdown.
10,000 horsepower with a nitro funny car. And we know the horsepower with the IndyCar things, you know, around 900 or so. Last time we chatted, you wanted to take a toot in it in one of her floppers, and Dad said, no. Any news on that front, Graham?
No, I mean, what I said was that, you know, it always intrigues me because as a driver, you know, in IndyCar, it's all about, you know, processing the data and being able to give such reliable feedback.
Right.
To help your engineers, particularly at a place like this. And it would always be interesting. I mean, you know, the amount of time I spend around drag racing now, the biggest question that always comes to mind is, you know, is trying to understand that when Courtney says this or that, or, you know, that the car feels this way or did this at a certain point in the track, is understanding what that, being able to translate what that really is.
How to mechanically.
But what people fail, you know, to remember a lot of times is obviously there's sponsors and there's manufacturers and there's a lot of other things that come into this, and then you know, on top of that, you know, we've got a lot of quite frankly, like my driving contract, I'm not even supposed to ride a jet ski, let alone drive another race car. So for me, is always that challenge you know, that we have to overcome. But you know, we'll see. I mean, we've got a lot of time, you know, left in our lifetime. For me, right now, just as it is for Courtney, I think the focus is to do the best that we can. You know, for us is to win in the Russo Metal Car this weekend. And I think that we're in the middle of a championship hunt where we're trying to take it to the Penske's. We're really you know, right there with them, but obviously they're tough guys to beat, and that's going to be the focus for here now.
What about jumping in an Indy car?
Hey, I mean, I think it'd be fun. I always tell him, though, I would love for him to just stomp on a throttle in a funny car just so I can see the look. I need an in-car camera just to see his
face. If you're going to leave in it, though, you might as well finish it off. It's like,
oh, my
god. Well, yeah, but as a rookie, they're going to let you do partial runs anyway.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what is it? Like, well, if you can probably make it to half track the first time you hit it, you'd be surprised.
But yeah, exactly.
Like I said, I mean, it'd be a lot of fun. We've talked about it.
Of course.
Honestly, we've talked about it. Yeah. But it's there's a lot of elements to this that.
Then again, I don't know if it would be the best thing for our relationship because
we're very competitive.
We are both very competitive, and
so if he cuts a good light, you're going to be out of shape, right?
So I flew with the Blue Angels, and then you know, told him all about it and how crazy it was and exciting, and he makes fun of me because I blacked out, which who wouldn't black
That's
out?
That's normal.
Okay?
That happens.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
I flew with the Thunderbirds and I didn't.
You didn't black out.
So then he flies with the Thunderbirds and doesn't black out. But in my defense, my cousin who was in the Air Force, he told me you had a G suit and I did not have a G suit. So technically, it was kind of cheating.
That's not fair.
Yeah, but I pulled more G.
Right?
Oh, okay.
An F-16 pulls more G's than an F-18, so really it equals out.
Well, that's good. Now we're talking about
fireplace.
It's just best, so we just leave it
like
it is.
That's fascinating.
So the friendly ping pong games get pretty heated then, eh?
Yeah.
A little bit. Really. That's why everybody says you guys should race against each other. I said, nah, I don't think so.
No.
It's probably best that we keep it just like it is.
I laugh because before the microphones went on here, your dad called you, and he's all by himself. He doesn't know what to do with himself.
He doesn't. We have this weekend off, and he didn't know that Graham was racing this weekend. And I'm like, yeah, I'm getting on a flight tomorrow to Toronto. He's like, what? You're not going to be here this weekend? What am I going to do? So, yeah, he called me this morning on my way in, and he's like, I just miss you. I hope you're doing good. Wish Graham luck. We'll be watching. He just doesn't know what to do with himself when he's not in a race car. So he's pretty bored at home right now and is going to be tuning in.
I would want to be a fly on the wall in a conversation with your dad and your dad after a couple of martinis. I think that would
be really
cool. How would it go, Graham?
My dad's like starstruck by your dad.
Is he really?
Yeah. He calls them the gods.
The gods?
IndyCar drivers, the gods.
The gods.
They're two completely different people.
Absolutely. That's why I'm bringing this up.
The conversation is really just one way. It's not.
It's your dad.
Dad is pretty quiet. My dad is just.
Your dad's pretty cerebral. So is your dad, but he's more.
We've definitely had him together after a few drinks. And, you know, dad livens up a little bit, but he's pretty quiet in general and calculated and everything that he says. And, yeah, so.
Careful.
Yeah, I'm going to just stop there. But,
all right.
So I know, Courtney, you said you were able to see the city a little bit. Do you guys get out together, sightsee, become tourists at all together, maybe check out some of the restaurants here in TO?
I think restaurants is probably the biggest thing. We've tried a couple different places and love them, and now I'm like writing
sushi
them down.
You're sushi people.
We are, but
we haven't done
any sushi here.
We've gone to
there's good cow in this town too.
We went to a really good Italian restaurant the other night. It's called Kit Kat. That was awesome.
She's obsessed with Jacobs and Company.
Oh yeah, that.
Oh
was.
Yeah. Okay.
I actually got engaged there a couple weeks ago. Yeah, about a month ago. Yeah, so it is one of our finest restaurants.
You're
here
taking
in the
plunge, man.
It's a small world, isn't it?
I don't know if they sponsor the show, but maybe they should.
That's good.
It's a good spot.
But that's an interesting thing. I mean, you're restaurant fans and sushi and you get Italian food, but you can't like pack it away because that's going to like ruin the physique and ruin your fitness to drive an IndyCar or a 10,000 horsepower nitro funny car.
Well, for us, like, yesterday was weigh-in, and so obviously it's a little bit like wrestling. You want to weigh in heavy because if you weigh in light, they'll add weight to the car.
That's it.
You know, so it's kind of a balance. So eating a whole bunch of pasta definitely helped me with weigh-in.
carb load.
Over last week.
You have to watch.
It's all good.
Yeah, you have to watch it. We're just about to wrap up here. You have to watch what you consume as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I mean, I'm one of the lightest drivers in my category. So technically, my team gives me a hard time. They try to get me to eat burgers and stuff at lunch. I'm like, I'm not eating that because you'll be slow reacting. And they give me a hard time because they actually have to put weight on my car. But it's kind of nice because they can figure out where exactly they want to put the weight.
Okay. This was delightful, you guys.
Thank you.
It's not every day that at an event like this you can get an NHRA star and an IndyCar star that have a lot of history together in one location. Thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely.
This was fantastic. And best of luck to both of you this weekend. And certainly that first win is just around the corner.
Thank you.